Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelsey Engel, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service, about Lightning Safety Awareness Week. This week is Lightning Awareness Week across the United States. First, can you let our listeners know about some of the dangers associated with lightning and why this week is being held?
Well, we want to hold this week to bring awareness to the dangers of lightning. And lightning really is no place outside is safe when we have thunderstorms around the area. So we want to bring awareness as we head throughout the summer months so that people are prepared and can take action when thunderstorms approach.
And when you think about lightning safety, what are some of the measures or precautions people can take? Is it anytime they see lightning outside or anytime they know there are storms in the area? And is there usually a good gauge to say, hey, I need to go inside now?
Well, in the simplest terms that I can put it is when thunder roars, go indoors. You should stop all outdoor activities and seek shelter in a substantial building or a hardtop vehicle. If you can hear thunder, then you're at risk of being struck by lightning. And then you want to wait 30 minutes after the storm passes before resuming outdoor activities.
And what are some of the common misconceptions that are out there, things you may commonly hear as a meteorologist? What are some of the myths, and then can you dispel some of those for our listeners?
Sure. You know, oftentimes you'll hear that lightning never strikes the same place twice, and that is a myth, and oftentimes there will be multiple strikes in one location, essentially from the same storm as it's passing overhead. So that is one myth. There's also the myth that if you're outside, if you're underneath a tree or you're underneath maybe a cliff or a rock, seeking shelter outside, that those are safe locations, and those are myths as well. Lightning tends to favor areas where it's looking for the quickest path to discharge to the ground, and so it's some of those higher objects, whether it be a tree or a tower, and even if you're in an open field and standing, that makes you the tallest object around, and oftentimes things like that, lightning strikes will favor as they move from the cloud to the ground.
And if our listeners want more information or tips regarding lightning safety, where can they find this information?
Sure, I would encourage people to check out our website. We've built a special website for Lightning Safety Week this week, and it is www.lightningsafety.noaa, that's NOAA.gov.
And can you share some of the common statistics related to lightning? How many injuries or fatalities are there from lightning per year or in the last decade or so?
Well, in any given year, we have about 25 million lightning strikes in the United States. And of those, we average about 49 people per year in the United States with hundreds more severely injured from these lightning strikes. Now, about 80% of these fatalities that do occur are males.
And do you feel there's any reason in particular for that?
Well, we could speculate, but a lot of it has to do with being outside on the golf course or working outside, those types of things, and then simply just not going ahead and taking the precautions when thunder is heard and not going indoors.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, we'd encourage people to just take this week and think about preparedness actions that they would take, no matter if they're traveling or at work or outside, spending time at the lake on vacation or playing some golf or out with the kids at the ballpark. Where would they go and what would they do with an approaching thunderstorm and the risk of lightning?
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Kelsey Engel, warning coordination meteorologist. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.